This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
Former war crimes prosecutor Carla Del Ponte has called for the International Criminal Court to quickly issue an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin over actions in Ukraine. Putin is a war criminal, Del Ponte said in an interview with Le Temps Daily, published on Saturday. Del Ponte came to prominence investigating war crimes in Rwanda and the former Yugoslavia. The Swiss national said the international arrest warrants for Putin and other high-level Russian officials were needed to hold them responsible for the war crimes committed since Moscow launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine on February 24th. Just over 5 weeks into the invasion, thousands have been killed and millions displaced as part of Ukraine have been reduced to rubble. Del Ponte stressed that issuing an arrest warrant was an important signal that investigative work has been done. She acknowledged that an arrest warrant did not necessarily mean Putin would be taken into custody. She said if he remains in Russia, that would never be the case, but it would be impossible for him to leave the country. The Hague-based ICC's chief prosecutor opened an active probe into possible war crimes in Ukraine on March 3rd, after obtaining the backing of more than 40 states that are party to the court. Ukraine is not a signatory to the Rome Statute Treaty, which established the ICC, but it did in 2014 officially recognize the court's jurisdiction for crimes committed on its soil. Russia withdrew its signature from the Rome Statute in 2016. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mali's army is saying that it has killed 203 combatants in an operation in the center of Sahel state, an apparent uptick in violence in the conflict-torn country. The Army said the March 23rd through 31st military operation took place in Sahel's Moura area, which is termed a terrorist fiefdom. Soldiers killed 203 militants, arrested 51 people, and seized large quantities of weapons, according to the Army statement. The announcement comes as numerous social media reports in Mali this week alleged that dozens of people, including civilians, have been killed in Moura. Reacting to the news on Saturday, the UN's peacekeeping mission in Mali, known as MINUSMA, stated that it was very concerned about the allegations of violence against civilians. Poor access to Mali's conflict areas and a relative lack of independent information sources means that figures provided by either the government or armed groups are difficult to confirm. An impoverished nation of around 21 million people, Mali has struggled to contain a jihadist insurgency that emerged in 2012 before spreading to neighboring Burkina Faso and Niger. The country has seen an apparent uptick in violence in recent weeks. The UN said on Friday that thousands of people fleeing fighting in Mali have arrived in Niger. In the U.S., COVID-19 hospitalization numbers have plunged to their lowest levels since the summer of 2020, offering a much-needed break to healthcare workers and patients alike following the Omicron surge. The numbers of patients hospitalized with the coronavirus has fallen more than 90% in more than 2 months. And some hospitals are going days without a single COVID-19 patient in the ICU for the first time since early 2020. The freed up beds are expected to help U.S. hospitals retain exhausted staff, treat non-COVID-19 patients more quickly, and cut down on inflated costs. More family members can also visit loved ones, and doctors hope to see a correction to the slide in pediatric visits, yearly checkups, and cancer screenings. Some 500 migrants from Central America, Venezuela, and elsewhere fought with Mexican police, National Guards, and immigration officers in southern Mexico Friday in one of the first such marches this year. For more on that and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.